The hands of the man who sawed the wood left red marks on the billets, and the forehead of the woman who nursed her baby was stained with the stain of the old rag she wound about her head again. Those who had been greedy with the staves of the cask had acquired a tigerish smear about the mouth, and one tall joker, so besmirched his head more out of a long, squalid bag of a nightcap than in it, scrawled upon a wall with his finger dipped in muddy wine lees, "Blood." The time was to come when that wine, too, would be spilled on the street stones, and when the stain of it would be red upon many there. And now that the clouds settled on Saint-Antoine, which a momentary gleam had driven from his sacred countenance, the darkness of it was heavy. Cold, dirt, sickness, ignorance, and want were the lords in waiting on the saintly presence, nobles of great power, all of them, but most especially the last. Samples of a people that had undergone a terrible grinding and re-grinding in the mill, and certainly not in the fabulous mill which ground old people young, shivered at every corner, passed in and out at every doorway, looked from every window, fluttered in every vestige of a garment that the wind shook. The mill which had worked them down was the mill that grinds young people old. The children had ancient faces and grave voices, and upon them and upon the grown faces and ploughed into every furrow of age and coming up afresh was the sign, hunger. It was prevalent everywhere. Hunger was pushed out of the tall houses in the wretched clothing that hung upon poles and lines. Hunger was patched into them with straw and rag and wood and paper. Hunger was repeated in every fragment of the small modicum of firewood that the man sawed off. Hunger stared down from the smokeless chimneys and started up from the filthy street that had no offal among its refuse of anything to eat. Hunger was the inscription on the baker's shelves, written in every small loaf of his scanty stock of bad bread, at the sausage shop and every dead dog preparation that was offered for sale. Hunger rattled its dry bones among the roasting chestnuts in the turn cylinder. Hunger was shred into atomies in every farthing porringer of husky chips of potato fried with some reluctant drops of oil. Its abiding place was in all things fitted to it. A narrow, winding street full of offence and stench, with other narrow, winding streets diverging, all peopled by rags and nightcaps, and all smelling of rags and nightcaps, and all visible things with a brooding look upon them that looked ill.